Praise the Lord. So beautiful to be in the presence of God's people, worshiping, honoring the Lord, standing in His presence, in His house, to receive from Him and to pour out our hearts to Him. There's nothing better than the beautiful corporate anointing in the house of the Lord. Well, tonight, the title of the message is Joy is Power. Joy is Power. I trust you can receive the word of exhortation tonight. Let's begin with Nehemiah 8, verses 9 to 12. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. This day is set apart. This is a special day," said Nehemiah. And it may be a special day for some of you here. "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow." Don't be sorrow-filled. "Put away your rejection and dejection, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." So the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved." Get grief out of your spirit. And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. They understood the words of the Lord. There was a quote on the screen a couple weeks ago in the Tuesday night prayer service. Every week there's a word of wisdom from some great man or woman of God. F.B. Meyer. "Begin to rejoice in the Lord, and your bones will flourish like an herb, and your cheeks will glow with the bloom of health and freshness. Worry, fear, distrust, care, all are poisonous. Joy is balm and healing, and if you will but rejoice, God will give power. Begin to rejoice in the Lord, and your bones will flourish like an herb, and your cheeks will glow with the bloom of health and freshness. Worry, fear, distrust, care, all are poisonous. Joy is balm and healing, and if you will but rejoice, God will give power." Nehemiah 8:10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." I like the way F.B. Meyer put it. If you will but rejoice, God will give power. There will be power in your life if you will begin to rejoice in the Lord, as we should. He said, Nehemiah said to the people, "Go your way, feast, eat and drink, give gifts, send portions for those for whom nothing has been prepared, and do not be sorrowful." Don't let your life be filled with sorrow. He was speaking to a people who could not let go of the past. They couldn't let go of their captivity, their hurts, the regret that was in their spirit, the mistakes that had been made. But Nehemiah said, "This is a day that is holy to the Lord. There's an opportunity right now if you will take it, because the joy of the Lord is available today if you will take it. If you don't, it will pass you by. But you have an opportunity," he said to the people. At first, the people were reluctant. Some were a little hesitant. But by the end of verse 12, they had received the word of the Lord. They understood what God had said, and they changed their course of direction. They said, "The joy of the Lord is going to be our strength. It doesn't matter the captivity, the past, the hardship that has been in our life, the reproach we've endured. This is a new day. This is a day of the Lord, and we're going to rejoice in the Lord." And they began to feast and sing and dance and praise the Lord. I wonder if there's anyone here tonight that needs to put off your sackcloth and be clothed with gladness. Psalm 30, verse 11 to 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory, my tongue, may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. You've turned my mourning into dancing. You've put off my sackcloth. I had heaviness, I had bitterness, I had regret. I lamented over some mistakes I'd made, but I've learned that I can take hold of the joy of the Lord, and He will give me a new day, and I can live out my life in the gladness and joy of the Lord. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:18-19, rejoice, 16-18, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoicing always, in everything filled with gratitude. This is the will of God for His people. Acts 13:52, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. When they were converted, they had a brand new life. And the Bible says these new Christians were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. John 16:22, your heart will rejoice, Jesus said, and your joy no one will take from you. Your joy no one will take from you. Jesus said, my joy that I'm putting inside of you, no one will take from you. Well, I said, I thought the devil was trying to steal my joy. Well, he too. But Jesus wasn't talking about the devil. He said, no man. He said, people will not be able to take this joy from your life. No politician, no boss, no coworker, no caustic neighbor, no relative, no wife, no husband, no unruly children, no carnal Christian. Said, no man can take this joy from you that I put down inside of you. You hold on to it. You don't let it go. Psalm 51:8, make me to hear joy and gladness. Maybe you need that prayer tonight. Maybe you're under a spirit of heaviness. Maybe the joy of the Lord has kind of dissipated. But you're saying tonight, this day is holy to the Lord. I'm taking hold of the joy of the Lord once again. I'm going to live in the power and strength of joy, because joy is power. You say tonight, Lord, make me to hear joy and gladness. Down in my spirit, make me to hear joy and gladness. Well, not only do people want to take our joy, but circumstances and trial want to take our joy, and we are not to let them. Prophet Habakkuk, he almost succumbed to this temptation to let his joy dissipate, take on a spirit of burden and despair. You know, it took him a couple chapters. He had to work through his emotions. He had to work through some of his theology and thinking about what was happening. But then he turned a new page, and at the top he put the title, Joy is Power. And he began to rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk 3:17, he said, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. That means to make a sound. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy. The Hebrew word is to spin around, to dance. I will dance. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He said, when this joy of the Lord is in me, it puts power in me. And now the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. He said, that joy got back into my heart. I struggled for a few pages, but now I know joy is power. And he began to overcome and make his way, ascend the high hills of difficulty and obstacles. James 1, 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy. The NIV is a little stronger. It says, count it pure joy. Wow. Count it pure joy when you fall into various trials, many colored trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, perseverance, steadfastness. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I mean, what a goal. God says you can be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So when trials come, it's an opportunity to be processed unto maturity, unto no lack, unto the fullness of God in our life. Don't let circumstances take your joy. The Bible says, count it all joy. Count it pure joy when you're facing different trials and circumstances. Receive the mind of the Lord. What about 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 2? Moreover, brethren, we made known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. In a great trial of affliction, they had an abundance of joy. This joy isn't natural. This joy is supernatural. This is the joy of the Lord. It's His joy in the believer. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Say, well, shouldn't that read the oil of comfort for mourning? Yes, the Bible enjoins that right in these same verses. But God says, my answer for my people is joy. I will give the oil of joy for mourning. There is something no one can ever take away from us. The fact that we belong to Jesus Christ, that we are His forever, we are His people, and we are held in His love and power and His strength. We are the people of the Lord. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus said to His disciples, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Something no one can ever take away from us. No power of darkness, no person. Our names are written in heaven, in the Lamb's book of life. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. The Greek word is literally, he jumped for joy. Did Jesus dance in his worship and praise while he was on earth? Well, this scripture says he did. He began to jump for joy, and he said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. The joy of the Lord, joy is power. We must guard our joy. We must take hold of the joy of the Lord. Rejoice is a choice. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. We must put off our sackcloth and take up a spirit of dancing. Take up the strength of the Lord in our spirit, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus said, John 16, 22 to 24, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. He said, our relationship's going to change. I'm walking with you in the earth. It's going to be different. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That's the words of Jesus. That's his desire. He said, ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. So the question is, what are we asking for? Are we asking? James says, you have not because you ask not. What are we asking for? Are we asking for the right things? Things in his name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask for his presence. Lord, I want your presence. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. Ask for the Holy Spirit. How much more will your Father which is in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. Ask for the good gifts of God. Ask for good things of God. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father which is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Ask for the bread of your portion. Ask for your daily bread. Ask for the food convenient and allotted for you. Lord, give us this day our daily bread in the Lord's Prayer. Ask for a double portion of the Spirit, the portion of a firstborn son in rank and privilege and power. Lord, I want a double portion of your Spirit upon my life. I want the portion of a firstborn son, twice the inheritance, as Elisha did in 2 Kings chapter 2. Oh, Elijah said, ask, what do you want? He said, I want one thing. I want a double portion. I want a portion of a firstborn son. Ask that your sons and daughters walk in power. That our sons would be as plants growing up in their youth. That our daughters would be as pillars fashioned in palace style. Psalm 144. Ask largely. Jesus said, ask and you will receive, and your joy, that your joy may be full. Ask for the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, as Paul said in Colossians 1. He said, make this your cry. Lord, fill me with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In Ephesians, he said, pray that you might be strengthened with might by his Spirit in your inner man, that Christ would be at home in your life. Ask to be used of God. Ask for ministry. Ask for service. Like Isaiah, here I am, send me. Ask to be blessed of God. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my coasts, and that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. Like Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles 4:9 and 10, and the Bible says God gave him what he requested. Jesus said, ask and receive, that your joy may be full. Maybe our asking is a little low level. Let's start to ask like these scriptures I've just shared. This is what God has for his people, till we're filled with the joy and the gladness of our Lord. Let's have the worship team come. John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you, Jesus said, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken, I've given you my word, Jesus said, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This joy of the Lord, his strength, a life filled with the joy of God. A life full of joy. No person can live like this. No one can live like this. Only a Christian. Only a Christian. Well, God says, welcome to a supernatural life. Welcome to the miracle. A miracle in God. The scripture didn't pass by me this morning. How did John 17, 13? Jesus prayed to the Father, "These things I've spoken unto them, that my joy may be fulfilled in them." Lord, to take in your word, to take in your spirit, to take in the wisdom and counsel of the Holy Spirit to such an extent that your joy will reach full measure in our lives. That's the desire of Jesus. Romans 14, 17. "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." That's the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is come upon you, my kingdom within you." The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. David said, "I want to make my way to the altar of God. I want to come and worship and pour out my life and lay my life before the Lord." He said, "I want to go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy." How many tonight? You know it. God is my exceeding joy. Get me to the altar of the Lord. Get me to his house. Get me to his presence. The Apostle Peter said, we love him. We love Jesus. We haven't seen him yet, but we know him. We love him. And we rejoice with joy unspeakable, inexpressible. A joy so great inside, we can't even express it properly, but it's there by the Holy Spirit. That is the joy of the Lord in his people. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above the people around you. Hebrews 1. God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Wow. You can rise into that level of gladness and joy. Tonight, maybe you need to say once again, as I quoted earlier, Psalm 51, "Lord, make me to hear joy and gladness." Maybe your heart's become heavy and you're concerned about so many things and weighed down. Well, we can carry the burdens of the Lord. We can carry the prayer spirit. We can deal with life. But beneath it all, we have the joy of the Lord. Joy is power. It'll keep us. It'll sustain us. It'll hold us. It'll keep us in victory. Well, today is a day that is holy to the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord has walked this word by our hearts tonight. Don't let it pass you by. Lord, I'm taking hold of that word. I'm not going to let that sorrow, that grief, that mourning, those things that have happened to me, those injustices, those hurts, the mistakes I've made, the regrets of my life, they are not going to hold me from this day forward, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm taking your words, Nehemiah. I'm taking your words, Governor. I'm going to walk on in the power of God. Joy is victory. Joy is power. Joy is deliverance and healing and wonder to us. Well, let's stand in the presence of the Lord tonight. You know, if this word has ministered to your heart and the Holy Spirit is softening your heart and putting this word down in there, bringing life to you tonight, I encourage you, slip out from where you are. Come to the front and offer yourself to the Lord. Say, "Lord, nobody can take my joy. I've been affected. Things have been stealing my joy. But tonight, I cross a line of faith to stand in your word, to stand in your power, stand with the authority of the scriptures in my life." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, how we need your joy in us, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father, I pray for every person here tonight, but especially for those that come and stand before you right now at this altar, Lord. Father God, that there will be a release of joy into their heart tonight, Lord, by faith, by the word of God, a settling in of joy, that they'll begin to dance. They'll put off their sackcloth. Tomorrow morning, they'll get up and praise the Lord. They will dance in their house like they used to. They will begin to bless you. They will sing in their vehicle. They will declare the word of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Be encouraged tonight in the name of Jesus.